Sasha. We don't know if this is Sasha from San Diego or Sasha from Vancouver. Oh, Bob, please ask Ion to describe the reason that Dali painted Isaiah in his DNA painting.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Now, what's her name? Sheila.
Is there any calls on the board? Because maybe...
No, no calls. Okay. So Sheila, SheilaKern.com, go there, see the Ionette Sheila Kern, who lives in Savannah, Georgia. She visited the Dali Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida yesterday. And if
so she left Savannah to go to St. Petersburg.
Yeah, and I noticed when I talked to her on the phone yesterday, she called it St. Pete's. That's what you do when you're in this. Just they don't say the whole word St. Pete's. So we arranged so that I could talk to her on the phone while she was in the museum, because Jerry Fialco, who worked for Zappa and knows Carolyn, told me decades ago to go see the Dallas Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So Sheila gets there, and she says she always goes into things like this backwards. Always goes in the back door. Just goes in the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And she went in the back door, and the first painting she saw was a well-known Dali painting done in 1963. The title is the technical name for DNA. Could you say that word, Karen?
Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Yeah,
but and it has a word before it.
And Dali put, Salvador Dali put Gala, his wife's name, G-A-L-A, and then the DNA term. So that's the name of the painting. But in it is a double helix and an image of Gala looking at the landscape. And you just see the back of Gala's head and shoulders. And up in the left corner is Isaiah with a scroll. And there's a few other things. And Sasha knows this.
Well, that's because you were talking to her yesterday and told her.
Please ask Ion to describe the reason that Dali painted Isaiah in his DNA painting. Okay, Ion, you're on.
Well, it's just the reference that's laid out that in the book of Isaiah as another clue to get you back to your place of power, back to God. And so it's yet another stimulating, cognized reality that was done then for your now.
Yes, and Sasha, I asked Ion about this in Melting Titanium last night, and the secret meaning of Isaiah, Sasha, and the secret meaning of the DNA and the RNA that we get in our rewrite section, which Sasha is an Ionette of, that is the reason Dali knew that. He was a pretty knowledgeable, pretty cognitive person. Is a precog. Well, he knew the secrets, Sasha. So that is why it's in there, and I could tell you more, but we don't want to embarrass.
Well, what's interesting is that there's not really much secrets if you really start looking a little bit.
Yeah, but
not much secret.
To link the DNA discovery, because it's a homage to Crick and Watson, who discovered DNA invented. What's the difference in 1953?
Sheila's calling in right now, Bob.
Oh, okay. She can talk about it.
Hey, yeah. She got my. Q.
Hey, Sheila.
Q. Hey, Bob. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
I hope you don't mind that you weren't named the most beautiful on that. Are you okay with that, Sheila? Are you okay with Lynette getting the reward?
I'm slowly getting over it.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't have any say in it at all, Sheila.
Well, don't worry. Bob will do most significant individual body parts later in the show.
Oh.
Bob doesn't know body parts, so.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Carry on.
I was hearing, that was interesting, hearing somebody else ask my question. So I only heard part of what you guys were saying because there was that lap time with me calling in and listening on the radio, but I'm also curious about what the molecular structure is that's referred to with those soldiers.
In the painting?
Yeah. What, is that a specific element, a specific mineral that Dali refers to? Can you tell us what it is?
We already have.
On rewrite?
Yes.
What mineral would that be? Phosphorus? I think iron, phosphorus, or was this another secret we can't discuss?
No, you'll need to re-listen to your rewrite, Bob, and then you'll know what you knew that you knowed.
Yeah, okay, so Carolyn, you could pursue that.
No, iron isn't going to, but let's, Sheila, just lay out for people who aren't at their computers what images are in that painting.
Well, it's pretty amazing to come across. there's a DNA double helix, and then there's right above it, there's Isaiah up in the sky holding a scroll of the title of the painting, which has the DNA in it. And then there's soldiers standing, pointing guns at each other that look like a diagram of some kind of molecule of an element or a mineral. And you've got God and Jesus and an angel and all kinds of fun things happening.
You're saying God and angel? God and angel are in there? I didn't see
that
in my...
There's an angel. Yeah, there's an angel up on the very top.
Oh. Well, I was listening to, I think it was last night, the third hour last week, you asked Ion, what painting will knock your socks off?
Yeah.
Ion wouldn't tell you. And would you say this one, the first one you saw when you walked in the back door, in other words, you saw the end of the exhibition in the sense of the proper order that most tourists go through, is this the painting that knocked your socks off?
Yeah, definitely. The second I walked inside, I said, okay.
You said, this is all about me, meaning you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Yeah, and it was the punchline. How many paintings are in the sequence, like 25 paintings or something?
There are 27.
Oh, there's that number 27. Remember, they say that Amy Wiseman has joined the 27 Club.
Amy Winehouse.
Winehouse. Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, a couple other people all transitioned at the age of 27. So there's this 27 has been a theme this past week, and you're saying they selected 27 paintings of his works there in the museum.
Yep. Yeah, and this was number 27.
Is there any significance to number 27 in genetics, Carolyn? Is there anything that's 27?
I don't know. I'll look up.
23 chromosomes, right?
Yeah, 23 chromosomes. No, 27 doesn't ring bells.
Okay, so the follow-up question that Sasha has, Sheila, is also, is the figure in the foreground supposed to be Dali's wife? Do they have a brochure discussing that? Yeah, it's called Gala. It's named after her. So, Ion, just for the record, is that Dali's wife he means, Ion?
Well, you said it, Bob.
I mean, okay, you don't have any other
already points. Decided, so why, when were you asking?
Oh, okay, sorry.
I won't remember in a minute anyway.
Okay, so carry on, Sheila. What else you want to say about your experience?
Well, which angel is that in the upper middle section of the painting?
Sizel.
Sizel.
Say it again. Sizel?
Sizel.
That would be S-I-Z-L-E? Or A-L?
It doesn't translate for you well, Bob.
Sizel.
Is it an air? Or is it an angel?
No. Just an angel.
Okay.
Carry on, Sheila. Push the envelope here.
Can we guess which element that is, or should we keep quiet about it?
About what?
What the mineral is in the painting.
Mineral is the painting.
Yeah, I didn't just seem to want to say it.
We already told it. So
when did you already tell it? In the first hour?
No, in the rewrite.
See, well, okay. None of us remember.
I want to say.
Then you're pretty
that,
much screwed.
Oh, you could say something, Sheila?
Can I?
Oh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Can I say silicon dioxide?
It sounds like what you just said, yes.
Is that what the soldiers referred to, Ion? Hey, you want to ask him, Carol?
Is silicon dioxide represented by the soldiers in Gala deoxyribonucleic acid, a picture of Dali's?
He won't say it. Okay, so there it is, James. Top secret stuff you can get if you spend a lot of money and listen to all the Revelation series, the 6-8 hours, and then forked up $50, you could have access to rewrite and find out why Ion's being silent.
Well, here's something interesting, that silica is also used in the extraction of DNA and RNA due to its ability to bind to the nucleic acids under the presence of tritropes. So, I don't know, there's just a little side reference. Okay, continue on.
Then you add the capitulated essence of the thunders, and you could be very close to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking of the thunders. Isn't that funny?
No, it's not funny. It's what we do.
So is that why there's thunderclouds all around me the last week?
Not necessarily.
I know, we're not getting far, are we?
Maybe Ion has something against Sheila. Maybe Ion doesn't want to talk to Sheila.
Well, he likes talking to Sheila in private session, so I think...
We like talking to Sheila better than you right now.
Yeah, see, you say nothing, so Sheila, you got no alibi. I mean, go ahead.
We're out of questions.
Okay,
very good,
Sheila.
How about I do actually have one more question. The painting of the one that was the coronation of the Pope.
Watch the color. Did you see how the colors were kind of interrupted? It was almost like it was screened. Did you pay attention to that?
Yeah, like you mean like there was
very
a
very odd. Exactly. It's a very interesting. Well, if you look at it in angles, you'll notice it almost has a bit of even a kaleidoscope effect with the brush strokes themselves. But now you'd have to get in some pretty contorted forms to see that, but it's very evident there.
Yeah, I had to keep moving around and looking at it from different angles to see certain things.
Right. There's actually formulas in that particular painting.
Formulas of what?
Chemical equations.
In the imagery?
No, Bob. Oh, in the toilet, yes. In the
imagery. I thought you couldn't. Now, what about the paint itself? You're not talking about the paint itself.
In the toilet, Bob.
You don't mean the paint itself, Ion.
Well, yes, Bob, that's where images would be notices in the paint, wouldn't it?
I don't know. So, Sheila, Ion took a dig at you last week. Did you catch that when... I talked about Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
somebody said something, and then he and I choose Wonder Works, and I don't get it right away. And then I get it. It's referring to you. And what a dig it was. Did you replay it and listen to it? It says, Sheila, we're not going to tell you what painting you're going to see, because then you start looking for something, and you haven't got the ability to find out anything. You remember that?
No, it limits the perspective. It limits the perspective. Then nothing short of that is acceptable.
Right.
But if it comes from her going in the back door, if we'd have said, now, if you go in the back door and break in the backside the wrong way, Feldman, and the first thing you see will be the one, see, that sets a whole lot of things. She might have tried to get in the back way and not been able to do it. Then she would have had to go to the end and start back, but it might not have been the first painting she saw, and on and on and on and on and on. So it's much more fun to sort of play it as you go.
Right, but did you notice, Sheila, the way Ian said, we don't want to set up another problem like the Wonder Works has become a problem. Did you hear that pointed remark?
Yeah, I heard
it. Okay, good. Yeah. I was just hearing it last night. I wonder if Sheila could take that. Pretty pointed.
Oh, no problem.
Not only could she take it, she'll use it to her very best advantage. It's wonderful.